Speeders and wrong way drivers. Those are among the top problems we continue to see on Connecticut highways, but it's something that our DOT has been very focused on in combating it. So what was accomplished to curb these issues last year, and what are the goals for 2025? Back on the show, Josh Morgan of the Connecticut Department of Transportation. Josh, welcome back. Let's start with what you feel are the biggest takeaways from 2024. What do you think was accomplished by the DOT?
Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me back on. Yeah, I mean, we did so many projects, had so many initiatives, but, you know, a few that stand out, obviously the initiative to install more wrong-way detection technology on ramps across Connecticut. We finished 2024 with 130 active systems throughout the state, and we have dozens and dozens more planned for 2025. Looking at some of the significant projects, obviously there was the fire in Norwalk on the Fairfield Avenue Bridge, which got demolished and reopened ahead of schedule and under budget. And then also the devastating floods that Central Connecticut experienced in August that washed out bridges and roads and rail lines, and being able to work around the clock with our contracting partners to rebuild our infrastructure was just such an incredible moment for the DOT and the construction industry to be able to rebuild in the face of the climate disaster that we faced in August.
And when you were talking about the detection systems, Josh, sorry, you might have said it, but remind me again, how many systems were put into place by the end of the year?
We have 130 that are active. We actually are finishing up design now on another 45, which are specifically for Southwest Connecticut. So from Greenwich, Stamford, Westport. So those are going to finish up design in the spring, and we'll start construction on that this fall. So this project is not stopping at 130. We're going to do as many ramps as we possibly can.
And those speeding systems that were put into place in high traffic areas, including Norwalk, was where I think the fastest speed was clocked in during that pilot program. Are those systems going to remain in place as well during 2025?
Yeah, they were off the road in 2024. Legislation was approved making our work zone camera program permanent. So that will return in the 2025 construction season. We'll be able to have more active locations around the state because we saw how effective it was at slowing people down. It changed speeds by about 20% in some of the work zones. Just a huge difference. But we're still seeing speed data at some of the sensors we have out on our roadway. Our work zones have speed sensors. People are still going 80, 90, 100 miles an hour, just really reckless, dangerous behavior that's putting themselves and other people at risk.
Yeah, it's so wild. And again, we have Josh Morgan here from the Department of Transportation. Something else that I know more and more cities and towns are still tackling, but I wasn't sure if the DOT had any sort of inkling as to how many municipalities have signed on to this, but red light cameras, that program as well started to take effect, or at least shape. I know the most recent, you know, from our listening area would be Milford is now talking about doing this and having just a couple of them, you know, installed, especially in front of the mall area. Do we know how many municipalities at this point, Josh, have signed on or are planning to have some kind of red light program in place?
Yeah, I know, and I read the news like everyone else, but, there's one community in the state of Connecticut that has an approved plan for red light cameras. That's the town of Washington, Connecticut. Several
that's
other
it?
Communities. That's it.
Several other communities. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It may surprise people. So, you know, like, hey, we thought these things were going to pop up real quickly. We thought this would be all over the state. It's not true because the way the legislation was written, the way the program was designed, was to be deliberate, was to be methodical, having the public input, having these public hearings, making sure that an ordinance is crafted to make sure that the cameras and detection systems are used appropriately and in the most impactful way. So there's definitely a lot of interest from communities. We're answering a lot of questions. But as of today, only one program has officially been approved by the DOT.
Wow. That's amazing because, as you mentioned, Josh, I think that there's been a lot of articles written and certainly, you know, a news coverage on a lot of town. I mean, Fairfield's another one that pops up in my mind. There's a lot that have been talking about it or crafting it or having public meetings, but there's only one town in the entire state that actually has a seal of approval. Okay, these are going to go into effect. That's incredible. I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah, and that's the point of the bill, right? You were here to offer our support, offer our guidance, make sure that we're reviewing the data. It was deliberately in our conversations with the General Assembly to develop a program that was equitable, that was going to be impactful to improve safety and to change driver behavior, and that it would be something that would be done in the lights of day, you know, not cameras popping up overnight without the public and without the community being able to weigh in and express their opinion. So the program is working well from that standpoint in terms of the deliberateness that these communities need to take.
The only thing, though, I will say, Josh, is so go to Washington, where they have the only approved plan in the state of Connecticut for these red light cameras. So how soon could they see the cameras being installed and actually being used?
Yeah, so that ultimately rests with the municipality. So from our standpoint at the State Department of Transportation, we review the plans. We make sure that it meets the letter of the law. We make sure that it's not infringing on the guidance. And then it's up to the town to get a vendor on board, to get a RFP or RFQ out the door and get that technology installed. So, you know, I'm not sure when Washington plans to install those, but you know, I would suspect it would happen, you know, sometime in 2025.
So that still, I think, tells a really big story, which is sometimes people hear about legislation passing or you hear about a town or a city saying, hey, I think we want to do this. But my gosh, it's a process. I mean, you're talking about even if so. I mean, I'm kind of talking off the cuff and not using a specific example. But, you know, if towns or cities this year decide we want to go through with it and they get an approval, you're still not talking about these cameras being in effect probably until at least another year, like 2026.
Yeah, I mean, these things take time, just like our work zone camera program. You know, we had to develop the guidelines, develop the program, get a vendor on board that's going to manage the technology for us, which is why these were off the road in 2024 and why they're going to come back in 2025 in Connecticut work zone. So these things take time, and that's a good thing, that you make sure that you're following the process, to make sure that you're dotting the I's and crossing the T's, to make sure that the technology is used in the most effective manner.
We've got Josh Morgan here from the Connecticut Department of Transportation. And yes, we will talk about congestion pricing, because it's also something a lot of us are talking about, especially Lower Fairfield County, who goes in and out of Manhattan a lot. Before we do that, though, Josh, can we really quickly just talk about the snowplow naming contest? And you had asked me, did I vote already? What I loved about it is that you can vote up to 10 different names, and there's a lot of them. Quite personally, I'm hoping that someone gets named Hans Snowlow. I personally loved that one, just for the record.
Yeah, there's some great names. Voting is open until 11:59 p.m. this Sunday, January 19th. So if your listeners go to ct.gov/DOT, that's our homepage. There's a button right there. Smash that link. Go to the form. You can pick up to your 10 most favorite names. You can vote multiple times if that's something you want to do, if there's a name you really want to see out there. So, Melissa, I'll keep an eye on the vote tally for Hans Snowlow and see if it jumps up after you end your shift this morning. But,
come on.
Just a little bit of fun that we're having. We're going to name, at least a dozen plows across Connecticut, doing some of our smaller trucks as well, that people can see on the state roads that go through their community. So, yeah, just want to have a little bit of fun this winter season as we await our first major storm.
I also really liked Fleetwood Mac, just saying.
Yeah. I'm rooting for Barbie Dreamplow. I know my daughter would love that one, or maybe Taylor Drift. So, I voted a few times here as well. But, yeah, thousands of people have already voted, and I expect lots more votes to happen before the polls close this weekend.
Yeah, and one more really quick, the Control-Salt-Delete instead of Control-Alt-Delete. I thought that one was funny, too. But anyways.
Yeah, some real clever names in there.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't even tell them I was going to campaign for them, but I guess I ended up doing it. But, yes, we're going to put the link on our website, voiceofct.com, so you can vote. You only have a few more days to do it, and it is free, obviously, to do. Josh Morgan, I have to know what you think about this congestion pricing. It has been obviously something that's been discussed for months and months and months. It's now in effect. For people who don't know what congestion pricing is, essentially vehicles have to pay like $9 a day to now enter what's called the congestion zones at peak hours into the Manhattan area. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously something we've been watching really closely here in Connecticut. Like, you know, we know that issues are regional, that transportation just doesn't stop at the border of Connecticut. As you had indicated, a lot of your listeners and folks in Lower Fairfield County are commuting into Manhattan, into New York. And we're curious to see what ultimately the results are. Obviously, it's still early in the process, but some of the reporting that I have read and the stories that I'm seeing is traffic is down, commutes are faster, more people are using public transportation. So this could be ultimately a good thing. You know, we're going to wait and see what the results are. Obviously, revenue generated from this program is going to the MTA, capital projects, subways, buses, trains on the New Haven line in New York, which if you're getting on a train in New Haven or Stamford and going into the city, these are projects that could benefit your commute as well. So, we're keeping an eye on it and curious to see what happens in the weeks and months ahead.
I'm also curious about this, Josh Morgan, and I'm not starting a fire here, okay? I'm just asking off the cuff. I'm just asking. Obviously, congestion pricing, I can understand to an extent this happening in a Big Apple, okay? But I'm curious, is this anything you think Connecticut would ever debate doing in some of our very congested areas of the Mayor Park where you're I-95? Is that something that Connecticut's ever thought about doing some type of congestion pricing?
No, I don't think so. Really, the focus has been on trying to make public transportation more convenient for people, so expanding bus services, adding more trains to the line, trying to find new routes to underserved communities. People will, take the train, they'll take the bus if it's convenient. It's certainly more affordable than, sitting in traffic and filling up at the pump, but it has to be convenient for people. So, continuing those investments with the support of the governor and the legislature is certainly going to be a priority moving forward.
Well, Josh Morgan, I so appreciate having you on the show, and I know we'll be talking again in the very near future because you guys come on pretty much on a monthly basis. So I appreciate you. And again, for people who want to vote on the snowplow naming contest, we'll put that link up on our website, voiceofct.com. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks, Melissa. Stay safe.
Yes, you too. Josh Morgan of the Department of Transportation right here. I'm Melissa in the Morning.